Hey, this is Dan Janelle, your fearless PR leader and book coach, and I'm delighted to be with you for another webinar in our wonderful series on how to sell more books, because that's what everyone wants to do. And I have discovered many things in my life as a book coach and PR expert and book developmental editor and all that good stuff, and I want to share that with you today. So I'm really, really glad that you're here. Many of you know me already, but for those of you who don't, or those who do, here's a little update on who I am. I just finished writing my 13th book. It's called Write Your Book in a Flash. It's the paint-by-number system for writing the book of your dreams. I just signed off on the final edited version just yesterday. So it will be published in the first quarter of 2017, and you can check it out on my website, which is writeyourbookinaflash.com. And here's a tip for you as you're writing your books. Register your domain now. You never know if someone else is going to come up with the exact same title of your book, and your book title should be the title of your webpage. It should be the title of your speech. It should be your brand. It should be instantly memorable, recognizable, and repeatable so you can sell more books. So there's a free tip for you. And yes, I have written 13 books, and those are miraculously not all my books. I forgot to include one there when I had that publicity shot taken. So the stack is actually going to be a couple of things bigger when I redo that. And yes, those are a lot of books, and some of them have been translated into several different languages. And I'm very proud of that. In fact, I wrote one of the first books, in fact, the first book on marketing on the internet back in the 1990s, and someone had to do it, and you're listening to the person who did it, and that's because I was on the PR team that launched America Online. I was a forum host on CompuServe, so I knew all about online systems way back in the olden days. So that gave me my street cred for doing all this. And that's led to speaking all around the world, from Rio de Janeiro to Beijing to Budapest, and of course, all across the United States and Canada. So that's a little bit about me. And of course, I do offer publicity services and book coaching and book developmental editing services. So now let's get on to you. What are you here for? Well, I want to start this off by basically saying a key point here from Guy Kawasaki, who is the Apple evangelist, the Macintosh evangelist, author of many, many books, and a hero to those people in self-publishing. And he says, and he was famously quoted and repeatedly about this, that most books sell fewer than 500 copies. And, you know, one of the great things about the internet, one of the great things about electronic publishing and desktop publishing and Kindle and ebooks and all that good stuff is that anyone can write a book. And it's so true. Before, there used to be so many gatekeepers that would keep people from writing books. You know, you'd have to go to an agent, you'd have to sell your book to a publishing house. It would take a year and a half to get a book done and published, and it costs a lot of money. So there's a big barrier to entry. Well, now, thanks to electronic publishing, anyone with a computer can go to CreateSpace and upload a PDF, and 24 minutes later, they're on Amazon. They have a book to sell. The trouble is, most people don't sell 500 copies. And unfortunately, that leads to our next slide, which is the real crux of this seminar. Like, how can I turn my garage full of books into a bank account full of money? In fact, my alternative title for this seminar would have been, Help, I have a garage full of books. And there are probably people on the line right now who are saying, oh, my God, he's talking to me, or he's been to my garage or my my storage house or my mother's garage. And so, yeah, how do I get rid of these books? And we will talk about that during this seminar today. So here's what happens if you'll plan properly. And I found that this is really a common core here, because we want to figure out how to really start off and get off on the right foot, because many people on the call have not written books, and that's okay. But you want to write a book, and you want to make sure you've written the right book so that it doesn't sit in your garage. So here's what's going to happen if you plan properly. Every speaker, consultant, coach needs a book. Why? It builds your brand. It makes you stand out from the competition. You aren't a commodity anymore. And in today's world, there's so many people doing the same things that a lot of people are just competing on price, and that's the quickest path to destruction. If you have nothing else to make you stand out from the marketplace, then people are just going to say, well, who's the cheapest person? Who's the cheapest person I can get to paint my house or fix my garage or mow my lawn or any of those things? Well, it's the same thing that's true with speakers, coaches, and consultants. Who else can deliver a motivational speech? Who else can do a seminar on harassment training and whatever? You're going to be run-of-the-mill, one of 500 people who has the same topic, but you can stand out if you're the person who has a book. And if you have a book, then you can charge premium fees and get premium fees. So that's what happens when you have a book. When you have a book, you're also seen as an authority, and then you get invited to speak, to serve on panels, to be on webinars and podcasts. Just the other day, I was on a telesummit, and the next thing I know, I got invitations to be on another telesummit and another podcast. So one thing leads to another. You'll be invited to write a guest blog, so you get more visibility in sales. And also, frankly, you'll satisfy your ego, because a lot of us have need for approval and acceptance. And in today's world, it seems that everyone loves to overshare and share and share and share. I'm not of that generation. This is very strange and unsettling to me. I don't want to be a Kardashian, but a lot of people do. So if you're one of those, more power to you. I'm glad you're here. And a book will help you achieve those goals. Now, what not to do? This is going to sound counterintuitive, and I've seen too many people make these mistakes. Like the first is follow your passion and the riches will come. You know, that worked for one person, and that's the person who wrote the book, Follow Your Passion and the Riches Will Come. It sounds nice, especially in a law of attraction world, but it really doesn't work unless you happen to be totally aligned with an audience that needs your service right now, and you've totally tuned into the marketplace and you are like in perfect sync with them. And that does happen. It probably happens by mistake. It shouldn't happen by mistake. If you survey your audience and find out what they need and what they want, as opposed to what you think they need and want, there's a big difference there. I'll say it again. If you survey your readers and your audience members and find out what they think they need and want, then that is the book you should be writing, not the book that follows your passion that says, I think they really need to know this, that, and the other thing. Well, here's a case in point. You know, I will point to myself as a failure in this. I thought the world needed a book on how to protect themselves from cyber criminals and all those horrible people who take advantage of everyone else in the publishing world. So I wrote a book called Internet Marketing Confidential, and it exposed all the lies, the overselling, the hype, the horrible things that some internet marketers do to just steal people blind. And I sold a total of, I think, 7 books at this point. But it's been 3 years, so it's about 2.5 books a year. In other words, I wasted my time. It actually felt good. I wrote a book that was full of passion for me because I want to help people. Well, guess what? People didn't need that help. So I learned the hard way. And just like the clock that is right twice a day, just like the broken clock that is right twice a day, you very well could stumble onto something by luck, by writing a book about your passion that happens to be the passion of lots of people right at that moment. And if you do, then more power to you. If not, that's more likely the reason why you have a garage full of books. So if you haven't surveyed your audience, that is a problem. You must find out what the marketplace wants if you want to sell a lot of books. So what else not to do? Well, don't write about the wrong service. You know, we're speakers, we're authors, we are Renaissance people today. I mean, not to brag on myself, but to brag on all of my clients, everyone has multiple topics. They're an expert in so many different things. It's hard to get them to shut up, to be honest, because you say, what do you do? And they're telling you about 6 different businesses they run and 3 different degrees they have and PhDs in 2 different topics and on and on and on, and all these wonderful things they can do for everyone. And you know what? People get overloaded. They get overwhelmed. They don't know what you do. So that is wrong. You have lots of different services you can sell, but if you write a book about the wrong service, in other words, the service that either A, they don't need, or B, the one that makes you the least amount of money, then you're writing the wrong book. you need to write a book that focuses on the key deliverable, the most high profitable deliverable service you have, and frankly, the one that is easiest to sell. Those are not necessarily the same things. Let me explain. You very well could have a wonderful service, and you're trying to sell to lawyers. And you say, you know, I hate selling to lawyers because lawyers can sue me if something goes wrong. Lawyers are hard to sell to because they're skeptical. Lawyers always want to nickel and dime you down. Lawyers always take too much time to get back to you, and they always nitpick on everything. Lawyers are horrible clients. Well, don't write a book focusing your service for lawyers. That would be a mistake. Instead, think of the group that is most easily to sell to. Could be people who are most like you, people who live in your state, people who are most likely for any number of reasons. You have the same religion, you're a man or a woman, any number of ethnic or tribal and I say that in very positive ways, things that you have in common with people. Play on those. Use those services. Sell to the people who are easiest to sell to for you. That's great. Okay, next point. Don't tell everyone how smart you are. People hate know-it-alls. I know that firsthand because I'm a know-it-all and people hate me. Only kidding. People love me. But I know when to turn on this know-it-all thing and when to turn it off. And I tell you, when I am Mr. Know-it-all and finish people's sentences and have no vulnerabilities, that's actually a liability today. People want to see people who have vulnerabilities. People want to see people who have fallacies because they think, oh, if he can do it, then I can do it. I remember speaking at a seminar a couple of years ago, and I told people I gave great instructions on how to and help people and all that sort of stuff, and I sold a couple of additional services. And then this guy after me got up there. He said that he was a drug addict, a former drug addict, recovering alcoholic, and used to drive a cab, and now he's a multimillionaire, and he sold boatloads of stuff. And I'm looking at this guy saying, this guy's a loser. He didn't go to college. He doesn't have an advanced degree. He's, what kind of garbage is this? But people ate him up, and people were repelled by me. I'm being too strong here. They weren't really repelled by me. But they were like, oh, Dan is so smart. I could never do what Dan did. Dan went to a real university. He went to Northwestern. He's a really smart guy. He has a master's degree. He interviewed Barbara Bush. He interviewed Gerald Ford. I could never do what Dan did. So, in my new book, Write Your Book in a Flash, I didn't tell the story of me interviewing Gerald Ford or Barbara Bush. I told the story about how I had the world's worst SAT scores, and still I got into Northwestern. That made me somewhat vulnerable and somewhat of a hero and overcoming adversity and managed to graduate with a B average. Hey, good old Dan. He did. I can do it, too. So be very careful about how smart you want to be perceived, because you could turn people off. The third thing I want to point out is don't write another Me Too book. I hate to say this, but I have a lot of clients. I've been in business more than 17 years now with my PR lead service, where we help experts get publicity. And many of them have written books, and they'll send me their book, and it's about, a quarter inch thick. And I'll read through the book, and I'll say, Zig Ziglar said this, and Brian Tracy said this, and Mark Victor Hansen said that. And these are famous quotes by other famous people, totally unattributed to them. So, granted, maybe some of Zig Ziglar's things have gone into the vernacular, but that doesn't mean that you should pass it off on as your own. So don't write another Me Too book. It's been done. It won't help you. People will read the book and say, didn't Zig Ziglar say that? I seem to remember Brian Tracy saying something like that. If they said it, you shouldn't say it. Simple as that. That's another way to have garage full of books. So here's the other thing you need to be clear on before you write the very first word. What is your goal here? A lot of people say, I want to sell a million books. I want to be a bestseller. Well, do you want to sell books or do you want to get new business? Let me underline that. Let me reframe your entire idea about writing books. Do you want to sell books or do you want to get new business? Here's what happens if you sell a book. Let's say you hit the lottery and Prentice Hall or Random House or Simon & Schuster or Penguin wants to publish your book. Guess what? You're going to make about $1 a book. That's right, after royalties, after paying your agent, whatever. You make about $1 a book. We won't go into the long math of that. You can find that online. But basically, you get about $1 a book. Believe me. Okay. So let's say, yeah, but I'm not going to go with a publisher because I know that they're going to take me over for everything I have. Instead, I'm going to self-publish. Well, that's okay. You'll probably make about $10 a book from self-publishing because there's a price threshold and what people will pay for books. And lots of people do these special book launches and bestseller campaigns, and they sell their book for free for the first couple of weeks, and they raise the price to 99 cents for the next couple of weeks, and they try to play around with Amazon's algorithms. So, in other words, the 5,000 people on your mailing list, if you should be so lucky to have a 5,000-person mailing list, you've saturated them with emails to buy your book, and they've all bought your book for a dollar, so you could get on the bestseller list for Amazon. And then if the book doesn't take off from there, you know, you can't go back to those people and say, well, how about buy my book again for $10? Ain't going to happen. So let's say your book does take off and it does have like a couple of weeks worth of good PR, good marketing, whatever. So you make $10 a book, you sell 500 books, you made $5,000, good for you. And then you take your foot off the gas pedal because you have consulting to do, you have speeches to do, and you're spending all this time and energy marketing your book and you're getting $10 a book back on it. And you just say like, this is crazy. And that's what's going to happen if you do self-publishing. You make some money. But the minute you take your foot off the gas pedal, you're going to wind up in the used book pile. And if you doubt me, just go to any Barnes & Noble store, and off in the corner you'll see their markdown section, and you'll see markdown books by every famous name you ever heard of. You know, Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, politicians, actors, people of huge platforms. Much, much bigger than you and I put together times 10. And they sold some books when the first came out, but the minute they stopped going on the late night talk shows and getting interviewed about their books and going on the book tour and whatever, the minute they took their foot off the gas pedal of marketing their books, they wound up with a garage full of books. But at Barnes & Noble, they'll sell them for $7.95. So there's only so much you can make from a book. I'm sorry. Now, let's turn that on its head. Would you rather make $5,000 from the speech? Maybe perhaps you'd rather make $50,000 from a consulting engagement. So here's a pop quiz. You know, which answer fits your goals best? And I'm guessing that you want to get the $5,000 speech and the $50,000 consulting engagement rather than sell 500 books at a dollar or $10 a book. It's just simple math. You're really in the business to let your book help you sell your high-priced services, whether it be consulting, speaking, or coaching. So what does that mean? So you need to plan your book so that it leads to the money. So you need to ask yourself, what do I want to have happen when people read your book? Because you can say, you want people to say, I know, like, and trust him or her. I want to work with them. So which work, which deliverable? Is it your speech, your consulting project? Well, which speech and which projects? Because, again, you all have five different topics out there. What is that one that is easiest to sell and has the highest return on investment, the highest value, the highest profitability for you? That's where you need to go. That's where your book should be filtered or targeted. So let's look at a couple of examples. Dean Menudo wrote a book called Get to Yes Faster. He's a sales trainer, and you see on this slide here that he has the one-page sales coach, so it's clearly positioning him, and it's your guide to getting to yes from anyone, any place, anytime. Those are pretty strong messages. It's right on the front cover of the book. This is a brilliant, brilliant use of, someone could say, this is what my flyer should look like. Yes, and this is what the front page or the front cover of your book should look like, because it has who you are, what you do, how people will benefit, and it's very, very clear. So that's a great example of how to position yourself. On the next slide, we see David A. Fields' book, The Irresistible Guide to Winning Clients, Six Steps to Unlimited Clients and Financial Freedom. Who wouldn't want that? This is another great book cover that clearly positions you as an expert and shows how people will benefit and plant a dream in their minds, the six steps to unlimited clients and financial freedom. Who doesn't want that? Everyone on the call today wants that too. So, again, it's a great, great title. On the next side, Storytelling Made Easy. Persuade and transform your audience, buyers, and clients simply, quickly, and profitably. again, a wonderful title, a wonderful subhead that clearly delivers a message that everyone in Michael Haig's audience or prospect pool would want to benefit from. And then we see a picture of Michael, and the other ones didn't have pictures of the authors, and is that warm, friendly face, very inviting. So this is a wonderful, wonderful sales tool. So your book is really a sales tool. And let's face it, a lot of people never get past chapter 3 in a book. Tony Robbins told this to me at a seminar. Dan Kennedy told me this at a seminar. These guys are great writers, and they know that most people aren't going to get past chapter 3 in their book. So what are they going to see? They're going to remember the cover. So the cover sells your services. So here's a mock-up of my book. This isn't the final version, but it's the paint-by-number system framing the book of your dreams. That makes it sound very, very simple. Write your book in a flash. That's the name of the book. And again, if there's an implied benefit here that you can write your book and you can make it really, really fast, as simple as, you know, filling in the blanks on a paint-by-numbers thing. So you can use any of those ideas to help you create the title that helps you move your books. So you have your book, and you know who it's targeted for. You know what services you're selling. What's next? You need to turn your book into a business that makes money. So let's switch now and look at some marketing tactics. I think the best thing you could possibly do, and I'm a PR guy, so I'm shooting myself in my foot here now. The best thing you can possibly do to market your book is not those big Amazon campaigns, not giant media tours, not sitting in a mall having a book signing or anything like that. The best thing you can possibly do is take your book to networking events and show the book to everyone. That will immediately establish you as an expert, because people look at authors and just assume that they are experts. Now, you don't have to give your book to everyone. You know, you don't want to be in the business of going to a networking event with a box of books that weighs 40 pounds and, you know, shoving a book into everyone's hands. That's not good. That's just as bad as going to a networking event and shoving your business card into everyone's hands. You want to give the book to your best prospects. And you may not even want to give it to them at the event itself. You might want to just send it to them afterwards, because, you know, let's face it, they don't want to carry your book around. They're there to talk and meet people and shake hands, and you know, just carrying your book around may be a drag to them. So offer to send the book to them afterwards. It also gets you off the hook from dealing with people who you really don't want to follow up with. You know, say, I'll send you the book, or, you know, and then you don't send them the book. You know, so I don't lie, and I hate saying that because it sounds like I'm lying, but you can find a better way of saying it. Like, you know, I'll follow up with you and whatever. But you don't feel like you have to send the book to people who you don't want to work with. You never have to work with anyone who you don't want to work with. The other thing you can do is to create a list of 5 prospects. This is beyond the networking event now. We're on to something else. So think about who are the 5 people you want to work with, and then send them the book and a pitch letter. And the pitch letter is focused on them and not on you. It's like, what can you do for them? It's like, hey, I thought you might enjoy my book. This will help you, you know, make more profits, help you motivate your employees, help you do whatever. And they'll look at the book, and maybe they'll read it, maybe they won't, but they'll see your beautiful cover. They'll see you're an expert. It's the first step in getting to know, like, and trust you. So they'll want to work with you. Hopefully they will read part of the book. But one interesting thing about books, no one ever throws out a book. The book will sit on their shelves with the spine out, with your smiling face on the spine, looking at them. If you're smart, put your smiling face on the spine. That's another tip for you. And certainly have your name on the spine and the book title. So you have the benefit of is the book title, and it's staring out at people day after day after day. It's like the Chinese water torture, drip, 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 drip. And eventually people say, you know, 6 months from now, I need someone who can do this. And this guy who wrote this book can probably do it. So let me give him or her a call. So that's how it works. And that's how you turn your book into business. Now, of course, publicity is also another great thing you can do. And I'm a PR guy, and I've seen this happen many, many, many times. And the first thing you can do is write a press release. And the press release is not so much for reporters, frankly. The press release is for search engines. Because you write a press release that says, new leadership book shows managers how to inspire people. Well, guess what? There are managers and leaders going on Google saying, How can I inspire my people? And they say, new book helps leaders inspire people. Say, hey, that sounds pretty good. I should check that out. Then they go and they buy your book. Or they say, hey, Dan wrote that book. He must know what he's talking about. Let me check out his webpage. Oh, there's his webpage. Oh, he does speaking. He does consulting. He does coaching. Hey, that's really cool. I should hire him. I should at least talk to him. And that's how it works. Now, Google says they don't like press releases, but they're really lying. What they mean is that they don't like press releases from low credibility services, like those free sites. And I'm sure a lot of you on the line have used free services, and you've written press releases, and you say, press releases suck because I got nothing from it. Well, yeah, if you do the wrong thing, then you're going to get the wrong results. What you need to do is use a service like PR Newswire, which I use, because Google likes PR Newswire. It costs money. There's a barrier to entry. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry uses PR Newswire. They use the free services, and they wind up in the sludge pile. You use PR Newswire, you wind up on the front page of Google. Very simple. That's the service I use for my clients. So what makes for a good new press release? News. Let's call it a news release or something, right? Okay. What is news? A new book is news. A new award is news. Also, you may be saying, but I don't have a new book. I don't have a new award. What can I do? Information is good. So 10 tips on anything of your specialty is good. I had a client write a press release about her book, and we had 10 tips for to reduce or eliminate sexual harassment in the workplace, or how to find a job, or how to write a resume. And they all got ranked high on Google, and people were searching for found them, and that's the whole thing. So the real key to this is keywords. You need to have the right keywords in the right place, and here's the simple truth to it. New keyword book helps target audience achieve primary benefit. It's as simple as that. Google looks at the headline, they look at the first paragraph, they see the words there, and that's how they figure out what to index and where to display things. So new keyword book, so new parenting book, new leadership book, new sexual harassment book shows who? You know, single mothers, recent college grads, do what? How to get a job, how to fend off predators, whatever, be safer on campus. Put those right keywords in the right place, and you will have people running to your website to look for you. They'll see your book. They might buy your book, but the book, again, gives you the credibility to sell more stuff. So you're probably wondering how I work, and I don't want to miss this opportunity to share how that can happen, because we are doing a special promotion as well. We can distribute your press release to a custom list of reporters at top-tier media organizations based on your industry, your niche, and your geographic location. So if you're like one of my clients who wrote a book about helping people prevent or be safer on campus, we can send that to lists of campus organizations, book publishing media as well, and also police organizations, police media as well. So we can be pretty well targeted there. Now, your press release will appear on Google in 24 hours or less, so you can get more website traffic right away. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to be on page one or the number one position, although that has happened for a number of my clients, but Google is Google, and there's some topics that are very, very competitive. But I will guarantee that Google will index this press release so people can find it. Now, this is just $399. And you can find more information at this website, companypressreleases.com/plus. That's a special code where you get all these special bonuses and discounts. Bonus number one, you get two pictures for free. That's a $25 value. You also get time with me. You get about 20 minutes of consulting with me. That's a $250 value. So if you have any problems and say, you know, I don't know what to write about, or if you take a look at my press release, I'd be very happy to talk with you and walk you through it, because hey, this is what I do every day. This is second nature to me. I realize this is the first time you're doing it. It's very confusing. It's odd. It's off-putting. Well, I will allay your fears. So you get that free consult with me, and frankly, you'll see it's a good fit. And you know, you order this and you find out that it's not a good fit, I will tell you and I will refund your money. So there's absolutely no risk whatsoever, but you have to take the first step. Now, you also have 12 months to use the press release. So if you're saying to yourself, I have a book, it's coming out in 6 months, I wonder if this offer will be around then, no, it won't. So you need to order it now, but you'll have 12 months to use the press release. So if your book gets delayed by any reason, it's, you know, hey, we all live, things happen, If your book gets delayed for any reason, you still have 12 months to use the press release. So that's cool. Now, the other service we have is called PR Leads, and we also have a special bonus for that as well. Now, PR Leads, we get requests from reporters who want you to comment on articles they are writing, and you can find more information about that at prleads.com/plus. Again, that's plus. That is the discount code for our special offer, and you also get training from me. I will teach you how to use the service. There are others. This is the granddaddy of all services. You know, we have a number of competitors now, but we actually started this. And because we started it, reporters trust us, and they trust our clients more, so our clients get really, really good results. So if you've tried any other services, they're perfectly fine. But it's like running the New York City Marathon. You're basically competing against 20,000, excuse me, about 400,000 other people at exactly the same time. And, you know, people do get quoted. There's no question. But in our service, you're competing with fewer people because it's a paid service and reporters respect it. And we get really high quality media coming to us looking for information. So there's a better chance you're going to be quoted as well because there are fewer competitors looking for and responding to these reporters. So our special offer is 3 months for the price of two. So normally it's $99 a month. So for just $198, not $297, you get 3 months of leads and you get personal training from me. And you have the option to upgrade to an annual prepaid plan as well. And if you're interested in that, you can talk to me afterwards. Cool. Okay. So we had a number of questions here, and I wanted to answer a few of them now. We had like 20 questions, so I can't possibly go through all of them. And frankly, a lot of them were in the, I don't have any money, what can I do to sell books? And frankly, there are a lot of places you can go online to find out how to sell books and how to build your media list and how to build a platform and such like that. And frankly, that's beyond the scope of this course. You know, it's really many modules where you need to learn many different things, and it's hard work. Don't let anyone ever tell you that it is easy work selling books. That might be, you know, a lie. If someone told you, oh, it's easy, it isn't. If it was, then people, the average book sale would not be 500 copies. Everyone would be, you know, stinking rich and saying I sold a million books. And there are very few people who say I sold a million books. So Stephen King might be the only one, and John Grisham and people like that. Anyone else is lying. So there you have it. Okay, so here are a couple of questions. Mary Ann asks, in order to create sales, should the book be brief to the point, a book that answers common questions? Should it be targeted to one area of expertise, such as motherhood or small business, et cetera? Well, I guess there are a couple of questions there. Let me go through that again. In order to create sales, should the book be brief and to the point? Yes. People do not want to read a 400-page book anymore on your topic. They want to be able to pick up the book when they get on an airplane and finish the book by the time they get off the airplane. So people today, you know, we're in a Twitter universe. People have absolutely no attention span anymore. I'm not blaming Twitter. It started at least 30 years ago when television shows started doing little bite-sized chunks of 30-minute shows, and they had 6 minutes of show and 3 minutes of commercial and 6 minutes of content and 3 minutes of commercials, and they realized that our attention spans are just shorter and shorter and shorter, and it's not getting any better. So if you have a 120-page book, that's all you need. Don't think you have to write the massive 400-page book that answers every single question about your topic. You need to give people enough information so that it points you as the knowledgeable expert who is approachable, so they know, like, and trust you, and they want to take the next step to working with you. The next part of Marianne's question, should it be targeted to one area of expertise, such as motherhood or small business, et cetera? Yes, of course. And as I discussed earlier, you don't want to be all things to all people. People actually devalue that. You know, if you want a divorce attorney, you want someone who specializes in divorces. We do divorce and white collar and criminal and, you know, get you off your DWI. No, you want the person who specializes in one of those things because they'll know everything about it. So you may know a lot about five different things. That's cool. Write five different books. Don't put all five things into one book. Okay. Thank you, Marianne. Okay. Now, Jeffrey asks, I understand that my book is primarily for, scroll down here, is primarily for credibility and positioning myself as an expert in my field, but how can I structure the content to act as a lead generator at the same time, other than merely listing phone number and web addresses? And Jeffrey, I'm very, very glad you asked that question, because I didn't cover this in the slides, and I could have. So thank you. You this is why you listen to your audience. You let them ask questions. Here are a couple of things you could do to increase your business as a result of the book. Now, we talked about a few. We talked about the cover. We talked about the positioning statements. We talked about the title. We talked about your picture on the cover and all those good things. In addition to that, you want to have pages in your book that say who you are and what you do. So obviously your bio page. You might want to have another page that looks like a coupon page or a sales page that says, you know, hire Dan to speak at your seminars, and you list your seminars and a contact number for more information. You might have another page on your consulting or your coaching. And don't be shy. Because at this point, people have read the book. They want to know more. They want to know how they can work with you. And if you don't tell them how they can work with you, then you are doing a disservice to them as well as yourself. You don't want them finishing the book and saying, hey, this is really great. I should hire a forensic accountant. I wonder who I should hire. I know. I'll go to Google and look for forensic accountants. Like, no, you want to hire the forensic accountant who wrote this book. So let them know what you do. I don't say people are stupid. I'm just saying people don't think the way you think. They don't say, oh, she wrote the book. I bet she does consulting. Oh, she wrote the book. I bet she also does speaking. No, they don't think like that. They think, oh, she wrote the book. She's an author. That's it. So you need to educate them and let them know of all the wonderful things that you can do. So if it's speaking, coaching, consulting, let them know. Let them know the topics you speak on. Let them know the benefits of these speeches and such. And have testimonials on those pages from your wonderful clients who can sing your praises. Because in today's world, we love reviews from other people. We don't book a hotel without going onto hotels.com or Yelp and seeing what people wrote about that or said about that and such like that. So those are some things you absolutely, definitely need to do. You need to let them know how they can work with you. So in line with that, you know, you don't have to do it yourself. You know, you can work with me to be your book coach or ghostwriter or co-author. And it's Ken Blanchard, that's the guy next to me. Ken Blanchard, who's only written like 60 books that have sold millions and millions of copies of books, like The 1 Minute Manager. He said he actually learns from his co-author, which I thought was kind of cool. Because we don't know it all. We all do need feedback. And I like to say that writing a book without a developmental editor is like riding a bicycle without wheels. You just don't have that outside perspective that gets you back on track that says, you know, the story that you told, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make the point that you thought you were making. Or this chapter, you said the same thing six times in six different ways. It's boring. Let's cut something out. Let's move this over. Let's do things. So it's very important that you work with a book coach or a developmental editor. There's slight differences between the two. We can talk about that during our little call to see which is right for you. So should we work together? Well, you know, I have written 13 books, including 8 books for John Wiley. So I know how to write a book. And I was an award-winning daily newspaper reporter and business newspaper editor. And I do have journalism degrees from Northwestern University, which is widely regarded as the best journalism school. And I've written thousands of newspaper articles and blogs. And as I mentioned before, I have interviewed people like President Gerald Ford and First Lady Barbara Bush back in my newspaper days. So I do have the ability to do this, and I have wonderful references. Alan Cohn, one of my clients, said, working with Dan has been like a masterclass in book writing. He is much more than a writing coach. He is a muse, a teacher, and a friend who makes the process enjoyable. This has been a great learning experience. I could not make this book happen without his expertise and support. That's Alan Cohn, an executive coach and the author of The Connection Challenge, How Executives Create Power and Possibility in the Age of Distraction. And I'll just read one more testimonial from Stephanie Blackburn Freeth, the founder of Adaptive Alternatives LLC and the author of the nonprofit Strategy Tango. I lead, you follow, and together we create your next strategic plan. I actually helped her with that title. And she wrote, Dan Janelle streamlines the book writing process for people who have great ideas, experiences, and stories, but need a true partner to bring all of those ideas into book form without going crazy along the way. I feel so lucky to have Dan on my side, helping me fulfill my goal of writing my first book. Thank you very much. So it's time to take action. You can schedule your free 20-minute call. What's holding you back coaching session with Dan. There's no obligation. Just select a time on my schedule app, and it's on your screen there, and you'll see it in your email when you check your folders again. It's writeyourbookinaflash.com/coaching, and we can talk about book coaching or developmental editing and see if this is a good fit for you and for me. If you like me, that's fine. If I like you, that's fine, and that would be wonderful. So thank you very much. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. I look forward to speaking with you if you want to take the next step. I love answering questions. So if you do have any other questions about book writing or marketing or such like that, send it to me at dan@prleads.com. And again, if it's a good fit to work together, I'd love to help you. And if this is not the right time, then, you know, let's reconvene sometime in the future. And if not, you know, I wish you the best and good luck with your books. And I hope that the next time you look in your garage, it is not full of books, but full of Porsches. So good luck and have a great rest of the day. Take care. Bye.